imagine a person and his friend says, I have a ticket for you to a paradise.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. What's it going to cost? Nothing. It's a gift. What do I have to do? Nothing. Pack your stuff. Show up at the time the bus leaves. Get on the bus and you're there.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much. No problem. Gets on the bus. They're riding. It's getting kind of uncomfortable. Actually gets really hot. Things don't look so good, but then it starts to look a little better and kind of goes off and on. Finally, the bus pulls up to a place and stops. And a whole bunch of the people, most of the people on the bus get off. He thinks this must be it. Goes and gets his bags and he gets off the bus. Bus pulls away. 2 weeks later, phone rings over at his friend's house. Hello. You really don't like me, do you? Why do you say that? Because you sent me to hell. I got off the bus. I couldn't believe it. It was horrid. People mugged me. There was bugs the size of Texas. The food could have killed me. It took 2 weeks just to get a bus out of there back. Thanks a lot. He says, oh, no. What do you mean, oh, no? You got off the bus too soon. What does that mean spiritually? Please listen to this idea. A moment comes, a thought passes through the mind, an event transpires, and when it does, because of the present nature we live from, this self that has established itself as our life, as me, it wants to know exactly what that moment means. Because it has to be able to know what you meant, what that's going to do to my plans. It has to know all of that so that it can secure itself within itself. And in order to do that, it tells itself what it sees. In the moment that it tells itself and names the moment for itself, it has done this through a process of comparison that holds conflict in it, and it creates in that split second a pain in itself. That pain creates instantaneous resistance to its own manifestation, and that's where you're getting off the bus. You're getting off at the moment of being identified with the negativity. You're getting off with being identified with what you don't want. It's like getting on a bus and getting off someplace you don't want to get off because you don't want to be there. Now, why should a human being start over? Please take this in as, take a nice deep breath, take this in as deeply as you can. When a person stops and gets off the bus, meaning when the person feels the self-pity, feels the fear, feels the discouragement, when a person feels that, in that moment, that they identify with that negative state and the resistance to it, please, you've got to try to understand this. There is no you that is experiencing that. You are in that world, and that world is you at that moment. A person thinks, I am angry towards this. I'm discouraged about that. If they were to drop about this or about that, they would wind up with much closer to what the truth is, which is, I am anger. I am discouragement. I am pity. Not I am here feeling this because of that. But rather, that world is what is manifested fully in me, and that's what I am fully identified with. And there is, listen, obviously nothing in the world of discouragement other than what discouragement has always promised one to escape itself by. It's the same bus. It's the same country. Now you listen to the next idea. An individual can learn what it means to genuinely start over, which means in the moment where they see their life through the eyes of the past, they start over and they start over until what? Until I am that world. Until I am that world. People ask, why are you so emotional? Why do you talk so loud? Because I'm trying to get something through to you that your brains just don't want to let in. When I am angry, I am that world. When I look out and I can't see any hope, no chance, no possibility, nothing taking place, certainty that conflict is the only course, I am that world. It isn't that that's there and I'm here. That's all that's there. We want to have the convenient excuse of being someone who is in the condition and feeling what they are because of the world around them. I am the world around me. The world is me. But the beauty of being a human being that God gave us is that we can choose which world we want to live in. The doors of all the mansions are open 24/7. We have wandered into some very dark places, created some terrible suitcases full of suffering, unnecessary, that we carry with us because it validates why we have to stay where we are. And I'm trying as best I know how to do it to tell you a story and explain an idea to you that self that has cemented, that has seated itself in the world, that has the reasons why one must feel bad, the reasons why there's enemies, the reasons why one must go on with the ambition. That self, it isn't going to just say to you, bon voyage. It's not going to tell you, look, don't get off the bus when the moment of resistance comes. If you stay on the bus all the way through, it will resolve itself. It will start over for you. You'll see that nothing can... You'll see that nothing can keep you on that bus and nothing can throw you off except for what you want. You have to understand this so that you do something that I don't know how many of you'll do it. I see dimly what it is necessary for me to do and to be. And I will not stop until I have become that. Not have that. Not know that. Till I am that. So that starting over isn't some fancy words. It is what one does because that's what one is. Until what one is all that one is, what one does is nothing but an act. But you start with understanding this is what's necessary for me to do. I don't want to... Look, here I am. I feel nothing. I feel terrible. I feel lost. I feel alone. Feel angry. Feel resentful. I don't want to start over. Because everything in me tells me, what's the point of starting over? Well, what do you think it's going to say to you? It wants you in its world. But oh, I tell you, you start to learn that if you don't get off the bus too soon, and instead of letting the resistance produce all of the negative ways in which one looks at life and then all the things one's going to do and all the justifications. If you just don't, if you release instead of resist in that moment and then you do it every time, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. You start to realize that the world of release is far better and more real than the world of resist. Because in the world of release, there's nothing to carry over. In the world of release, there's no problem with what happened yesterday or 10 seconds ago. In the world of release, there's no enemies. In the world of release, there's no problem about what may happen next week because it doesn't exist. in the world of resist? Misery. You can never say now that you don't have the choice.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.com, where you'll find a host of free, life-changing information. Thanks for joining us today.